more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. This is 1320 WILS, and it is 61 right now. Incredible. Well, tonight we'll talk about Bill Schuette coming out today announcing 22 new charges against former MSU Dr. Larry Nassar. Here's a little bit of what that sounded like today.
We will aggressively provide justice to these women and their families in what is certainly one of the biggest cases of serial sexual assault in Michigan's history.
A lot more of that later in the show. Also, NASA today identifying 7 Earth-sized planets that they believe contain life on them. We'll hear from a NASA scientist. But let's begin with Lansing today. Andy Shore, State Representative Andy Shore, announcing that he is officially running for mayor of Lansing, and he is here with us on WILS. Great to have you, Andy.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, and this we talked to TJ Buchholz this week. He said you were 50-50 before announcing. Was it that close?
I took a while to really make the decision. Wanted to make sure that it was the right thing for the city, and I had committed that I'd kind of come to an answer by the end of February. So I wanted to come through on that commitment, and it's exciting, and I'm looking forward to continuing the conversation.
Mayor Bernero, he's known as the angriest mayor in America. What kind of a campaign is this going to be?
For me, it's going to be positive. I run clean campaigns. I've always run clean campaigns. In fact, in my announcement today, I had one of my former Republican opponents was there to talk about with the media if they wanted the clean campaign we ran against each other. So I'm going to talk about my vision for Lansing and my leadership skills and how I work. You know, I work with others to try and get things done, and then I work with others, and then I will fight for the city when if we can't come together. But my first priority is to have collaboration and bring people together.
When we talked to TJ, he said you've been friends for 15 years, you and TJ, and he said he's got a problem with the mayor's transparency. He said there's a major issue with no-bid contracts and the payoff of Janine McIntyre, the former city attorney. Is that something you're going to talk about?
TJ is going to talk on behalf of many of his clients. He's got a bunch of clients, and he's, like you said, he's a friend of mine for 15 years, and I asked him for some help, but I'm not involved in any of that. Mm-hmm. I'm involved in my campaign and talking about my vision. So, we have lots of media professionals here that have very different clients, and he's advocating for a different client. That's his business.
So
and
does
his company.
Mayor Bernero have a transparency problem?
Yeah, I'm going to provide transparency. It's up to the voters to decide, what goes on now and what they want to see in the future. And I've been transparent in what I've done in the legislature, and I've supported opening up the legislature at a FOIA. I plan to be transparent in what we do with taxpayer dollars.
Fair enough, but when it comes to the mayor, I mean, he says, look at my record, look how Lansing has grown while I've been mayor. That speaks for itself. Well, why should we choose a different mayor?
That's up to the voters. The voters get to decide if they want a change, and that's what I'm offering.
What are we changing from, though?
If they want a new mayor, if they want someone new, if they want me, I'm not the mayor currently. If they would like me, then they're going to have the chance. I'm going to provide, my positive vision, my ideas, and what I'm going to do for Lansing.
But I need to
forward.
Ask you, why would the voters want a new mayor or a different mayor? On what grounds?
You're going to have to ask the voters that. I'm going to talk to the voters about that. I'm going to talk to them about me.
Uh-huh.
And they get to, every 4 years, the voters in Lansing get to decide who they want to be their mayor moving forward into the future. And I'm going to present myself and my record and my ideas and my vision and my leadership style, and then they're going to get to make that choice once again.
I should know that Mayor Bernero has already criticized you for supporting groups like No Secret Lansing Deals. Do you have any response to him?
Yeah, I don't. I have zero influence or impact or involvement with any of those groups. Mm-hmm. I have introduced legislation calling for all of these so-called dark money groups to have to tell us who their donors are. I call for that now. I call for a clean campaign like I've always done. So
okay.
I have,
now, when you say clean, does that mean not being in any way critical of the current mayor?
Clean campaign to me means talking about the issues, comparing and contrasting things like that. I don't plan to do more than that. I plan to talk about what I provide and what I'm going to provide. And if people want to to talk about comparing and contrasting, that's, I'm happy to chat about that. But I really want to talk about me. I want to talk about my vision. Okay. I want to talk about this city. I mean, Lansing is what I'm really concerned about.
But if we're talking about issues, what is there that Mayor Bernero hasn't done that you would be doing yourself?
I'm going to present what I'm going to do, and people can make that decision. If it's different enough, if it's not different enough, if, you know, people are going to get to make that choice.
Okay.
You know, when voters go to the polls, they look at what each candidate provides, and they make a decision on what's best for their future and their city. And I'm going to provide my vision and my ideas and my leadership style and how I can work with others. I'm going to talk about regionalism. I'm going to talk about city and schools and neighborhoods and economic development. So, you know, I'm going to present all my ideas and my vision, and I'm sure other candidates will
enough,
as well.
But, I mean, Mayor Bernero has been in place for so many years now. Do you have any thoughts at all about what he's done while he's been in office?
Yeah, again, I'm going to talk about me. We've disagreed and we've agreed on a variety of things in the past. And the
like
same
what?
Thing
what have you disagreed?
Everybody.
What have you disagreed on?
I'm not going to get into any specific, you know, any specific examples, because I want to talk about me and I want to talk about what I'm going to do. You know, I agree with everyone. I've agreed and disagreed with everyone, right? With my colleagues here in the legislature, with my colleagues on the county commission. That's part of being an elected official. And I'm going to, again, talk about that and talk about what I provide. Let the voters make that decision.
We're talking to Andy Shore, State Representative Andy Shore, now officially running for mayor of Lansing. Current mayor of Virge Bernero set to announce that he will be running for re-election also. And now, if you find yourself being attacked during the campaign, are you going to fight back on that?
I'll respond. If there are things that are said about me that are untrue, then I'll respond. You know, you asked me if I have any involvement in any of these, in Capital Region Progress or Reform Lansing or No Secret Deals. And my response is no. I have no dealings whatsoever with any of those three groups. So, you know, if there are things said about me that are inaccurate, then I will respond and correct it. But again, my hope is that this is not going to be a campaign about negativity and allegations and falsehoods. It's going to be a campaign about vision for the future and for, you know, how to make Lansing great.
Okay. Are you saying Lansing is not great right now under Mayor Bernero?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying Lansing is a very good city with a lot of great pieces. And I think that, you know, there are things that I'm going to do that will be regional and that are new and fresh ideas. And, you know, my ideas, I believe, are going to take this city forward into the future. And that's what I'm going to present.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe Mayor Bernero's style as mayor from what you've observed?
Different than mine. Different than mine. You know, my style is collaboration. And then, you know, if you get to the point where you can't collaborate, then you move forward for what's best for the city. It's a little different. You'll have to ask him about his style.
You don't want to actually identify it specifically, then?
I don't want to get into the disagreements and criticisms. I want to start this campaign with me talking about my vision for the future. You know, I said that about four times, so I don't want to get into, you know, criticisms to start out a campaign. I want to talk about, you know, what my vision is and what I believe my ideas are going to be moving forward. And I'm going to roll those out pretty quickly over the course of this campaign, and I'm going to talk to voters about it.
For voters, tell me this, Andy, for voters, is personality something that they should be considering, your personality and your style versus the mayor's?
I think so. I think leadership style is a very important component for a leader. I think leadership style helps to get things done. And I think that, you know, my leadership style is something that I can work with the council. I can work with other local governments. I can work with the state and our employees and neighborhoods. So I think it's a very important piece of a strong leader. So That's why I'm going to talk about that. That's what people have told me as I've been in this decision-making process.
Mayor Bernero, he'll speak when he feels the council is, for example, blocking projects that he thinks should be moving forward. Is there any problem? I mean, is this something you'd be doing yourself if you were confronted with a decision you didn't agree with?
If the voters elect me as mayor, then I will, you know, we will have an efficient process for development here in Lansing. We will, you know, continue to offer tax incentives as needed, and it's something that I will work with the council on, you know, ensuring we have the right process and ensuring that if a project is good for Lansing, then I'll work with the council and you know, we'll move forward.
Now, do you think, though, as mayor, you'll be facing more friction than you have as state representative in terms of getting things done?
Maybe. It's a different position. You know, it's an executive position, We get plenty of friction at the Capitol, although I'm actually able to work with the other side of the aisle to get a lot done. But it's a different position, and it's an executive position, but it's something that, you know, my work with the Michigan Municipal League and on the county commission and the legislature, it's something I feel that I'm prepared to take on, and it's something that the voters have been telling me that they would like me to take on.
Yeah. I should note there was a poll taken in September said, I think that if you were to run against the mayor, you'd have a 17-point lead, something like that. Did that encourage
something like
you?
That.
Did that encourage you?
It is, yeah. No, that's encouraging. It's, you know, it's a snapshot in time, so I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to rest on my laurels, but it is encouraging, and it's what I'm hearing as I talk to neighborhood associations and when I was talking to people at their doors over the summer, and I wanted to make sure that the support was there if I was going to put myself into this position for the next 9 months to run for mayor.
You're going to have some head-to-head debates then, you and Mayor Bernero?
I'm happy to have a debate or sit with him and have conversations about our vision for the future.
Well, people are going to want to see a public debate. Is that something you're going to be doing?
I'm supportive of transparency. I'm always happy to do that publicly.
Andy Shore, should be get very interesting. Andy Shore, state representative, now officially running for mayor of Lansing. Andy, thank you very much. Let's talk again.
All right, Michael, anytime. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.